Chapter 4. A Dream. It had been a while since anything strange had happened to Thomas. He was worried for a while. He was trapped in a mall. He was chased by a strange man. He had seen some strange things happen in the mall, and he was working late. All of that had calmed down, though. Thomas was relaxed. He had friends. He was dating Charlotte. He was happy. Today was different, though. Thomas woke up and everything just felt off. He wasn't sure why, but something was wrong today. Thomas felt dizzy when he got out of bed. He slowly made his way to work, exhausted. Once he got inside the large mall, he couldn't stay awake any longer. He went to tell his boss that he had to go home today and that he was sick. He started to search for his boss, but soon realized he was alone. The entire mall was empty. Thomas was confused and started to search in different stores. He saw no one. He decided to leave a note and just leave the building anyway. Thomas returned to the office where his boss usually worked. He wrote a note and posted it to the door. Then he walked to the exit. Just outside the mall, there was a bunch of sheep. Thomas eyed them, confused. They jumped over a small fence. He laughed at the absurd image. He shook his head and continued on his way back home. When Thomas arrived at his home, he walked inside and headed to the porch. He saw a couple of his housekeepers on the way. He waved at them and tried to say good morning. They didn't notice him. They didn't react at all. Thomas looked confused. He told himself he must be dreaming. Thomas walked out on the porch and sat back in a chair. He closed his eyes. He told himself he'll wake up eventually. A half hour went by, and Thomas was still just sitting there. He shook his head and rubbed his eyes. He started to get worried. Thomas walked back to his bathroom and washed his face. He rubbed some plain white towels against his face. Thomas looked into the mirror as he opened and closed his eyes. He repeated the process. Thomas asked himself why he can't wake up. He walked to his bedroom. Once Thomas opened the bedroom door, he saw himself lying in the bed. Thomas stood in awe. He scratched his head, confused. The help came by and peered into the room. Thomas called to them again. They didn't answer. Thomas decided to try and get back into bed with his phantom self. Thomas immediately woke up. He was surprised. He jumped out of bed and waved at the help. They waved back. He asked them if they saw him up earlier, and the help said no. Thomas was relieved to be awake. He was tired of weird things happening to him and was happy this one just happened to be a dream.